Okay, good morning, all. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2, and we're discussing now the various laws that they apply to sukkahs and tzchach. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Hasomich sukaso bekarei hamita keshera. So if a person decides to support their sukkah, seems like it means that you're going to support the tzchach of the sukkah with the boards of a bed. So kind of like, let's imagine like the headboard of a bed supporting the tzchach in the on top of it. So in this situation, the sukkah is going to be kosher. That's what the first opinion of the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yehuda says, im eina yechola la'amod b'fnei atzma, says if the sukkah can't stand by itself, if you move the sukkah away and the whole sukkah, if you move the bed away and the whole sukkah is going to collapse, in that situation, pasul, it's not going to be valid, because let's say someone has to use his bed on sukkahs or whatever, and they pull it away, and the whole thing is going to collapse, so therefore, it's not going to be considered a kosher sukkah if it's holding up the entire structure. Sukkah hamidu leles, so let's say you have a sukkah that has a schach that's uneven, and it seems like what the Mefarshim explained, that it's like you have two layers of schach, one that exists on layer one that exists on layer two, and sort of they each fill in the gaps for each other, so you have every other space between like every other board, let's say, and then one on top of that fills in every other board right in the in like evens and the odds. So in that situation, or b'shet silasa meruba mechamah. So let's say you have a schach that's very has like very large spaces in between, and so it looks like there's like these big gaps, but nonetheless, the shade at the end of the day is going to be greater than the sunlight in the sukkah. In either of these cases, kosher. The sukkah is going to be considered kosher for either of these cases. And then finally, the last case of this Mishnah, Hamu'uba, Kimin Bayis, a sukkah. That is, we were talking about this the other day. Let's say you have a sukkah where you can't see the stars because the schach is so densely covered. The sukkah is so densely covered with a schach. It's almost like a house, says the Mishnah. So even in this situation, even if you cannot see the stars underneath your schach, it's still going to be considered a kosher sukkah. We like to be able to see the stars, but as long as you have kosher schach and you can't see anything, it's totally kosher at the end of the day. Mishnah Gimel, ha'usa sukaso barosha agala. Let's say a person makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, or barosha sfino, or on top of a boat. Kasher. In either of these cases, is going to be considered a kosher sukkah. And a person can even go on to the manyantif if they want. Barosha ilan. Let's say a person makes a sukkah on top of a tree. Oh, al-gabi gamal, or they make a tree on top of a camel. Okay, I don't know who's doing these things, but let's say someone decides to do it. In either of these cases, also kasher, it's going to be considered valid. Ve'in olin la b'yomtov, but you cannot go on to a yantif because you can't climb up on a tree, or you can't go on top of an animal on yantif. So therefore, on chalamoid, you'd be able to use it, but not on the yantif itself. And then shtaim ba'ilan achas b'idei adam. Let's say, so this gets a little bit more technical. So let's say you have two walls that are resting in the tree, and one that is resting made by man. So it seems like what that means is that you have two walls in the tree, and one wall that's sort of based on the ground. O shtaim b'idei adam, or two that are based in the ground, ve'achas b'ilan, and one of them is based in the tree. In either of these cases, the Mishnah says, "Kesher ve'in olin labiyomtov." These are going to be considered kosher sukkahs, but you can't go up into them on yantif because, again, it's supported by the tree, and you can't go up into a tree on yantif. But let's say shalosh bidei adam. Let's say you have three that are made by man that are resting on the ground entirely. The achas ba'ilan, and one is going to be based in the tree. And that, so you have four walls in total. In this situation, kesher, it's obviously considered kosher, but olin labiyomtov, and you can even go onto it on yantif because, at the end of the day, the rule seems to be, and we'll actually read the rule explicitly in a second, is that since this sukkah is kosher and would be able to stand without the tree there, right, you'd have three walls that are in the ground, therefore it's going to be considered kosher, and you can even go into it on yantif. And then finally concludes the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule, Kol Shenital HaIlan V'Yichola La'amod B'fnei Atzma, if you can take the tree out of the equation, and the sukkah will be able to stand by itself, and it will be a kosher sukkah, then kasher is going to be valid, but Olin Labi Yomtov, and you can even go onto it on yantif. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, we'll stop right here.